My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar. He represents the Grand Canyon State's 4th Congressional District, and he is a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. We want to get his reaction today to Immigration and Customs Enforcement releasing hundreds of detained illegal immigrants, and they say it had to be done as a result of the looming and now active sequester that was part of the 2011 Budget Control Act. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Frank, for having me on.
This is news that came out a couple of days ago in preparation for the sequester. The Obama administration says it knew nothing about this. A Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, says she knew nothing about this before it was done by officials at Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Does that smack true to you?
Absolutely not. This shows a pattern of do and deny that this administration does over and over again. We saw it in Fast and Furious. We also saw it in the horrific accidents of Benghazi. So here's number three. You know, three's a charm. We need to wake up and understand how this administration rolls.
And so why do you think they did this?
Well, this was to create this hysteria in which to get the public behind their mantra of increasing taxes and doing it the president's way in sequester. There's plenty of other opportunities. This shows the lack of leadership by this president and this administration for accountability and responsibility. When you look at our core functions as a federal government is security and protection. And, boy, I certainly hope that none of these people that are released create a crime that costs somebody, a citizen, both injury to themselves, their life, or their property. And this is absolutely horrific. I mean, it's like taking a page out of Fidel Castro's playbook, you know, dumping people out on the streets egregiously.
In addition to denying any connection with this decision, the White House in its statement was also very quick to say that those who were released were minor offenders. They didn't specify what they were being detained for other than being in the country illegally. They also say there are ways, even though they've been released, to keep tabs of them prior to their deportation. From what you know of the process, how confident are you that that will be the case?
They are totally incompetent because, first of all, they didn't know, and now they do know. Give me a break. I mean, the bureaucracy of DHS is just horrifically riddled with oversight balloons and hot potholes.
Secretary Napolitano, of course, was governor of your state for, well, about 6 years. She was elected twice. And so she was nominated to this job based on her handling of a situation in a border state, one would think. What do you make of her handling of this particular issue, but also in the larger context of the illegal immigration problem?
Well, I think it's horrific, particularly, as you said, being a past governor here. She should accept full responsibility of the way her administrative style is over all agencies. This should have been a discussion. It's not like we found overnight the sequestration was going through. This was, you know, over a year and a half ago, or almost a year and a half ago. In fact, the House has had two bills to mitigate this. It just shows total disrespect and total demonstrative lack of leadership from this administration and from the former Governor Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security.
Based on what you know of Homeland Security, where would these cuts have been smarter to be made?
Well, I think there could have been a number of different opportunities here. I mean, we've gone through government oversight, this year is going to be a little over 44, the remaining of the year, $44 billion in actual cuts this year. And we have found places all the way through both Medicaid, Medicare, different agencies just riddled with the different inefficiencies and procurements, like even purchasing power, that if we reform those, we can save billions upon billions of dollars. I mean, give you examples is you look at cell phones gone wild. There's $2.2 billion, almost a doubling of the budget in that program just in the recent last couple years. There's plenty of opportunities, and I think that's what the American public wants to see from us is that they want to see both the federal agencies work with the state agencies, with the local agencies, to be very thorough, utilizing our limited resources in a collaborative fashion to work on behalf of the American citizen.
These detained illegals who are released, was that from a single location, multiple locations? What parts of your state do you think are going to be potentially affected by this?
Well, I mean, I find it kind of interesting and very offensive that, once again, this administration targets Arizona again as one of its foremost, states to pick on. And I find that very apprehensive and I'm very indignant with that response. But I will tell you that our sheriffs right now, we've reached out to our sheriffs along the border and the lower part of the state to actually find out a better cumulative background of these individuals, because we want to make sure that we're holding DHS, particularly and ICE, and this administration responsible for this bad behavior.
Your governor, Jan Brewer, seemed to suggest with very little vagueness that she thinks this is, again, retaliation for the state laws that were passed and were partially upheld by the Supreme Court. You mentioned that it was no accident that Arizona is the centerpiece for this particular move, allegedly due to sequestration. Are you willing to go as far as the governor and say this is specifically in response to that?
Everywhere we look, we have additional responses by this administration, both by rules, by regulations, and administrative rulings that indoctrinate, putting Arizona as their evil stepchild into the corner. And what I love about Arizona is we came into this country, into this union, asking questions and kicking and screaming, and we just celebrated our first 100 years, and we're starting our second 100 years, asking the questions that need to be asked.
In our last minute or so here, Congressman, how do you think this particular move impacts the immigration debate? Part of the administration and this gang of eight over in the Senate, part of the argument that they're making is that this government will in fact be tough and get even tougher when it comes to border security. What type of credibility do they have after something like this?
Well, we saw credibility lacking all the way across. The sky was going to fall, and we were going to have the end of the mine calendar today with sequestration going into effect, and it didn't. In fact, out here in Arizona, it's a perfectly blue sky. There isn't a cloud in the sky, and the sun came up. So once again, when you look at this immigration process, it actually shows us that the president really probably doesn't want to have an immigration policy, this broken policy fixed, because he keeps intruding it and creating a black eye and stirring the pot so that we don't come to a creative solution that really defines a good, secure immigration policy.
Real quick, do you expect the Oversight Committee to look into this at all?
Absolutely. This is part of our job, part of our detail. And I'm sure that the administration, like they've done in Fast and Furious and Benghazi, as well as other things like Solyndra, will show us contempt by not giving us the proper details and information that we so have access and proper access to.
Well, there's been this fight, and now we still have continuing resolution and debt ceiling to go. So we got some big battles ahead to address as well. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for keeping it in the spotlight and getting a fair and balanced look at how we look at the issues of today.
Republican Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar represents his state's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.